And then, when he had put his hand in there, she, he says, my beloved put his hand, the hole of the door, my bowels were moved for him. You just want to notice how tenderly the Lord addresses you and me when we've departed. He doesn't scold us. We tend to scold each other when we see somebody has done something wrong, or when they don't attend meetings or so on. We raise our voice and we scold. Usually we scold those that are there, because the ones that are absent, they're not there to hear the message. But we find all kinds of things wrong. But the Lord doesn't do that. He seeks to draw out her heart, her affections for him. And so he goes on, or she goes there, she's, my bowels, he says, my beloved put his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for her, for him. She was real, there's no question that she was real, because at his voice, and he put in, when she rose up and opened to my beloved, my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers with sweet smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. That speaks of his sufferings. He presents himself to her and all the sufferings that he had gone through to woo her, to win her for himself. And so he touches and he speaks to her. But then she goes and opens, and how that moved her heart. Longing awakened. But she opens and he isn't there. She isn't there. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. And my soul failed when I spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer. Have you ever experienced that? We recognized, you know, I've been away from the Lord. And I want to get back to him. And I find he has no response. I pray that he doesn't hear my voice. He's withdrawn himself. How is this going to be overcome? And so then she goes out. And notice here, she sought him, but she couldn't find him. I called him, she says, but he gave me no answer. You know, it's a very humiliating, but very searching for our hearts. If we are in that situation where we call, we desire for him, we realize we're lacking something, but he gives no answer. No answer. So she goes out at night, and the watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me. They wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me. Ah, discipline. We see whosoever I love, we read, I discipline. The Lord loved her, and he allowed the watchmen to discipline her. They wounded her, took away her veil. And here she is in the city. And then the question rises. She says, I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if ye find my beloved, that ye tell him that I am sick of love. So here are the daughters of Jerusalem. Just as an application, I make it here. There are those, others. They're also believers. They're there. And she tells them, you know, where's my beloved? And I'm sick of love. You tell him if you know where he is. Well, then they ask her the question. Well, what is he so special? What's there about him that you're so attracted to him? What is it that you're looking? Can you tell us about him? And then she opens up her heart. And how beautiful, without going into the details. But as she begins, my beloved is white and ruddy. We had about this white linen, or how he is clothed. His holiness, his purity comes out there. The chiefest among 10,000. What a beautiful expression. She recognized he's better than others. He's the chief. heard about him, we need to recognize he's the chief. He's the chiefest among 10,000. No matter how many there are, but he's chief. He's above all. And then she describes his head, most fine gold, that is divine righteousness. Locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are the eyes of doves. By the rivers of waters, washed with milk, fitly set. In every aspect, you go into the details of this. There's a beautiful expression, delivery of the various glories and perfections of the Lord Jesus. His moral glories that mark him and that characterized him in his whole pathway here in this scene. And what he is for us. And so she goes on to speak of him. Finally, words fail her. She says his countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet. Yea, he's altogether lovely. Altogether lovely. This is my beloved. This is my friend. O daughters of Jerusalem, what an answer she had. If anyone asks you of the faith that is in you, do we have an answer? Ah, our faith rests in a glorious person. Are we becoming eloquent as she was? Eloquent in describing the beauty, the glory of this person. She was attached to him. That's my beloved. Now notice who asked the question next. Whither is thy beloved gone? They ask. Now they ask. She asked them first. If you find him, tell me where he is. Now they ask her. Well, if he's so precious, where do I find him? Where do we find him? Now you know, if this is our testimony, others will want to know something about him. That is it. She gave witness to the greatness and glory of the Lord Jesus, her beloved. And so here now, as they hear this, why? We'd like to know him. Where is he? Where do you find him? You know, she knows where he is. She says, my beloved has gone into his garden. We began with that at the end, the beginning of chapter 5. But now we find here, my beloved has gone down into his garden, to the bed of spices, to feed in the garden, and to gather lilies. And then I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. There she's in communion with him. I'm my beloved's. My beloved's mine. And this is where he feeds. Gives the answer. What a beautiful picture this is. And I'm just want to just underline this point and I sit down. And that is the approach that he uses to win her back. It's just the opposite that I would naturally do. And by usually the way we do it, we drive somebody farther away. But there's those we heard today, why do some leave and so on? Have we tried this method? Or is it why they leave? Because they haven't found that with me? Or they haven't found that in the meeting? They haven't found the preciousness of the Lord. That everything revolved around him. We try to explain rather how I'm right and I have the truth and this is the only way. Oh, but they had nothing for the heart. There's no object. Every truth in Scripture has to be linked and is linked with the blessed person of our Lord Jesus. May the Lord help us. That by occupying with him, studying his ways, we might take on character by being in his presence. And the Spirit of God may work in us what he desires for his glory. Amen.